Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Happy Sunday and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. Now, I have a very important announcement, an exciting announcement coming up, but not till the end of the show. So you're just going to have to trust me and stick around. Okay, here's a scenario for you. Imagine this. You're in bed sleeping next to your spouse and it's almost dawn, but you're enjoying the last moments of peace and quiet in the safety of your own home before you have to start your day. Suddenly, there's a loud bang and crashing, and you're awakened to the sound of your front door being bashed in. You get out of bed, grab a gun, go down the hall, and see shadowy figures in your home. You want to protect your loved ones and yourself, and that's your God-given right. So you start shooting. Well, that's what happened to Brian Malinowski and his wife just a month ago on March 19th in Little Rock, Arkansas. ATF agents raided the Malinowskis' home around 6 a.m. The ATF busted down the door, shooting and killing Brian. Now, there's a lot more to this story. I just got goosebumps. A lot more to the story that's really disturbing. And my next guest is going to shed some light on this story. Former Arkansas governor and host of Huckabee on TBN, Mike Huckabee. Mike, good to see you.
Chimene, great to be with you. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, I hate even having to talk about this case, but it is so important that Americans realize what is one of the greatest threats to our liberties. And this represents something of just shocking proportion. And I'm so grateful to you for calling attention to it and really trying to put a light on this that every American should be concerned about.
This reeks of wrongdoing. What happened?
Well, the ATF had been monitoring Mr. Malinowski for several months. They put a tracker on his car. Now, keep in mind, he is completely unaware that he is being monitored, that he's being followed. He's a gun collector and a coin collector, and he goes to gun shows and he buys and he sells. The ATF and the federal government say that you cannot buy and sell other than to specific to individuals, that you cannot buy and sell just for profit. At that point, you have to get a FFL, federal firearms license. But the government nor the law ever specifically says where that threshold is. Where's that line? It's subjective. And that's one of the issues. But they think he's crossed it. He may have. I'm not going to say whether he did or didn't. That's not the point. They think he did. They think he did. They don't file an arrest warrant, but they get a search warrant for his home. Do they go to his home in the middle of the day? Nope. Do they go to his office, which is at the Little Rock Airport? Because, Chimene, he's the highest paid employee of the city government of Little Rock as the director, executive director of the Little Rock Airport. No, they don't go to the airport, which would have been a very safe place to go. It's a gun-free zone. Middle of the day would have been a good place to go. They could have even served the warrant when he backed out of his driveway. They waited until 6 a.m., and it's still dark outside. He and his wife are in bed, just as you described at the beginning of the show. And when they hear their door being pounded down, he does what any of us would do, what I would have done. And that's reach to the side of the bed, get a firearm. He loaded the magazine. He opened the door from his bedroom down the hall. He could see figures in the darkness. And he, again, did what I think most of us would do. Assume somebody is breaking into my home and they're threatening me. And he shot at them, at their feet. They, in turn, opened fire, hit him in the head. It turned out to be a mortal wound. He held on for 2 days, but pieces of his brain and his blood was splattered all over his wife, who was 2 steps behind him. She was wearing a thin nightgown, as most women might be while sleeping. They took her, would not allow her to change clothes or to get on a robe. They took her in her thin nightgown in the yard into a police car, would not let her even go to a neighbor's house to get additional clothing or receive any from the neighbor. They kept her in that police car for between 5 and 6 hours without even the ability to go to the bathroom after her husband has just been shot dead in front of her. And she still got the blood of his life on her body. She's not charged with anything. By the way, let me make clear. He has not been charged. There's no indictment. There's no charge. This is a search warrant, not an arrest warrant. And for that, they break his home down and shoot him in the head.
It's just unbelievable, Mike. And you know, it reminds me of what happened to Randy Weaver, where the FBI shot his dog and his son was out with his dog. The son's running back home. They shot his 14-year-old son in the back as he was running away, shot a family friend, and then they shot Randy's wife, Vicki Weaver, while she's holding a 10-month-old baby in her arms. All for what, Mike? A shotgun that's a, you know, an eighth of an inch too short? What? Explain that to me, please.
Well, in this case, we're talking about a process crime, or you can call it a paperwork crime. If, in fact, Brian Malinowski was selling and buying too many guns, and if those guns were getting into the hands of nefarious people, it's possible. I'm not going to say he did or didn't. I don't know. And here's the real truth. The ATF has not come forward with specific evidence of a crime that he committed. So it's at this point a suspicion, but it's a paperwork crime. My former chief legal counsel, Bud Cummins, who later became a U.S. attorney, is now representing the Malinowski family. And I'm glad he's doing it because as a former U.S. attorney, he knows what the federal law is. And he said to me, this is the kind of thing that even if he were grossly guilty of, it would likely result in a probated sentence. He might have some fine to pay and, you know, he would get 8-10 months probation. He wouldn't go to prison over it because it's a process, paperwork crime. And the thought that they come in with guns loaded, 10 cars filled with ATF agents, 10 of them at 6 in the morning. And the first thing that you saw it there, you saw the cars coming. And then the video that you showed, you see one of the police officers hurrying on his porch and covering his Ring camera, which means he can't now identify who that is breaking down his door. Otherwise, he might have seen the police and at least said, are you guys the police? But I still, if I were him, would have been wary. And I wouldn't have just assumed it, because you would assume that the officers are required, if they knock on your door, and this was a search warrant, so they didn't have a no-knock warrant. If they had of, even then, you have to give a person inside a reasonable amount of time to answer the door. His home is 3,000 square foot. So you have to assume that a person in that size home may take a minute or two to get up and get to the door. Just to break the door down and to show up in your hallway, you have to ask yourself, why the escalation? Why did you let it get to this point? And the big question, were they wearing body cameras? They're required to. And if they had those body cameras, if they had the body cameras, let's see the video. Let's hear the audio. What did they announce? And if they didn't have body cameras, and they've got a lot of explaining to do, because they need to explain why they weren't doing what the law requires them to do, and that is in this type of situation, wear body-worn cameras, the BWCs.
Yeah. Mike, I hope you will come back and fill me in on what's going on. Before we go, however, I have to ask you another very serious question. I'm not sure you're going to be able to disclose any of the information. What are eggs Huckabee?
Eggs Huckabee are scrambled eggs with cheese and usually some onions mixed in, and they are delicious. And most of the time they come from my wife's chickens in her private little chicken yard out behind our house.
That is awesome. We have our own chickens too, and the eggs are so much different. But yes. Mike, thank you so much. God bless you. I love your backdrop. I'm going to have to show Ted and see if he can get something similar. But thank you so much. And I hope you can come back and fill us in on what is going on with this case.
Love to give you an update when we get it. Thank you, Shemaine, for shining a light on it.
Yes, of course. God bless. Okay, so I've got a couple of announcements. First of all, stay tuned to the end of this show. Not too long, so don't worry. But I've got some important news to share with you, and I think you're going to be very excited about it. So until then, I have one more thing to share with you. And we've got so many more guests coming up. We've got David Nino Rodriguez coming up next. But first, I want to tell you about something that Ted and I had found. You know, we are hunters. Mike Huckabee is a hunter. But sometimes we like to have beef. And we found some beef that has really rocked our world. It has changed our life. I don't want to buy beef at the store anymore. You've probably heard about 3D printed beef and lab-grown meat and who knows what's in that. If you want clean, grass-fed beef, go to www.switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. There's no mRNA, no pesticides, no hormones. And here's what happens. You go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com, fill out a little info, and one of my team members is going to get back with you. And you can get this delivered to your door. switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with lots more.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Have you noticed the skies are no longer blue, but they've got all these white lines in the air, and there's invisible 5G and Wi-Fi polluting our skies? You might be feeling tired because of it and have headaches and flu-like symptoms. EMF radiation could be making you sick. Thankfully, there's a solution. Silver woven clothing from Sparrow Gear can block EMF radiation and 5G from making you sick. Ted and I both had the Faraday bags, and they work. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF protection. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com. And the code is FAITH for a discount. You know, it seems every which way you turn, there's chaos in the Middle East, between Russia and Ukraine, and of course, at our southern border. And I think the U.S. needs to start focusing on strengthening its own security before our war hits right here in our own country. Here's what FBI Director Christopher Wray had to say in a recent hearing.
When I sat here last year, I walked through how we were already in a heightened threat environment. Since then, we've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th. We continue to see the cartels push fentanyl and other dangerous drugs into every corner of the country, claiming countless American lives.
He went on to say that he's concerned that our enemies, many of whom have already crossed over our border, might be inspired by the attacks in the Middle East to conduct their own here. And that's an incredibly terrifying thought. Joining me live now to discuss, my friend, former heavyweight boxing champ, David Nino Rodriguez. David, good to see you.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Sorry we have to get together on these terms often, though. What are your thoughts on the security at the border?
It's terrible, but you got to understand, this is a dog and pony show. If they really wanted to do something about it, they would. These cute little antics with Abbott sending people off into, you know, Martha's Vineyard or whatever, it's all cute. If they wanted to stop this problem, they would stop it. This is an engineered implosion of the United States. This is all well strategized, well thought out. What's happening right now, and I don't understand why people, you know, they keep distracting us with this event and that event. If you've been following my show, I've been talking about this for the last 3 years, that they were going to use the immigrants to be, they were going to activate the immigrants. And what I meant by activate the immigrants is, when this situation arises that we're in right now, world conflict with Israel, Iran, and Ukraine, and the borders are wide open, this is all done by design. I don't understand how people cannot see this. I don't know why they're blind to this. This is all done by design. for such a time as now. And this is going to be an organized, well thought out, well strategized implosion. So that's what we're facing. And I do believe there's going to be attack. It's not about if, it's about when.
Well, look at the timing. I mean, this is an election year. How could it not? We've got millions of fighting aged men coming across our border. Just recently, an Afghani terrorist was released into the U.S. I mean, it's not crazy, is it, David, to think that an attack on the U.S. is imminent?
It has to happen. I mean, there's so many of these people coming over with bad intentions. And now you got the hysteria building with Iran and Israel. What do you think is going to happen? Let's just all have common sense. And of course, this is going to happen. But my argument is this. They use these countries as proxies. It's the three-letter Western agencies. That's what it is. Let's stop this, you know, this propaganda of Israel and Iran. Yeah, they're at each other's throats. But who's really instigating this? Who's really fueling the fire? And, you know, right now you just showed a video of the razor wire. I see the razor wire here. It's basically in my backyard. You just throw a carpet over it or a jacket and you can climb right over it, by the way. It's that easy.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So, David, what do you think the end game is?
Well, the end game is simple. And if you research this enough, you can see it. It's to deploy our troops abroad. Biden is the Trojan horse. You know, and in my argument, he is a domestic terrorist. To send our troops abroad, fight other people's wars as chaos erupts in the United States. And then from what I'm hearing now, that I have no validation on this, but it's through the grapevine of the Patriot Movement that they are recruiting immigrants for the armed forces to patrol our streets while they deploy our troops abroad. So it's a scary predicament. And I don't know, we've been over the target many times before. 3 years ago, we were talking about this. So for this exact moment. So I think people need to really have their wits about them, keep their eyes and ears open, and understand that we are at war right now. This is a fifth generational war.
Yeah. What are you seeing? You're close to the border. What kinds of things are you seeing there now?
El Paso's fine. They're being all bussed off to you guys. Yeah, El Paso's fine. This is nothing I'm not used to. I mean, I was raised in Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, so I grew up on both sides of the border. They're sending them off to you guys. They're not staying here. They're going to you. So, you know, you go to the El Paso airport or you go anywhere and at the El Paso airport, they're just bussing them. They're flying them out. They're catching flights. You know, they got their government issued sandals or whatever they're wearing with their sweats and their little plastic bags of toothbrushes. And they're just going off to anywhere they want to go, really. And the lines are long. Let me tell you, they're lining, and they bring them in at night. They bring them in at night.
Jeez, it's unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to switch gears. I want to get your take on the Mike Tyson fight with Jake Paul, July 20th. Is Tyson scared?
Tyson's old. Tyson's 60. You know, the only one that's undefeated here is Father Time, and that's going to show in this fight whether. You know, he knocks out Jake Paul or whatever. I think Jake Paul's going to beat him just because he's younger. And I think this is all show in the first place. I wouldn't be surprised if it was completely scripted. But when you watched Roy Jones and Mike Tyson fight about 4 years ago, they both looked like they stepped in molasses. They're both very old. And it wasn't the Tyson we're used to watching. Tyson's almost 60. So, but the fact that he's getting in there and doing this, I give him a lot of credit, but I think he's really putting a dent on his aura and who he was as a champion by even taking on this clown. I have heard it's not a sanctioned fight, so I really don't know what to expect. If it was a Mike Tyson of just even 10 years ago, he would knock Jake Paul into the fifth row, but it's not. It's a 60-year-old Mike Tyson. I don't care how much of shape he's in. He's fighting a very young kid, athletic kid. Jake Paul is athletic. You know, if I give him a grade from a A, B, C, or D fighter, F fighter, I'd give him a D minus. You know, Jake Paul, he's just show. The fights we should be watching are the Ryan Garcia Haney fight and the Canelo fight coming May 5th. So those are the fights boxing fans should be watching, not this circus. This is going to be, I'll watch it if I'm at someone's house, but I'm not paying for it.
Well, personally, I can't watch it. I get scared. I get worried. I get tense. I'm like, how can they do that to each other? So you brought this up. How prevalent is it to have fixed fights?
I was never involved in anything like that. The way they fix the fights is the judges will swing a certain direction, you know, and here and there they might pay a fighter to take a dive. I've never witnessed anything like that. But a lot of fighters are overmatched. That's how they fix fights, you know. But lately I've been seeing, it's almost like boxing entertainment. Like what we're watching with Jake Paul is more like they should make a belt called World Boxing Entertainment. Because he's cherry picking his opponents. The commission's allowing him to make moves that in my time when I was fighting was never allowed. They did not let you pick your opponents. They had to okay everybody you fought. The fact that he's able to just make lateral moves and pick who he wants to fight, this should be called World Boxing Entertainment. They make a belt for it, just like the WWE, and that's that. And then call it a day, because that's what this is. It's a circus. It's a sideshow. He's not a real fighter until he takes on real fighters. And everyone can argue and say, well, he's taking on Mike Tyson. He's taking on a retired 60-year-old man. Okay, what happened to Holyfield when he was 60 and he got in the ring with an MMA fighter? He got destroyed in one round. 60 is 60. I don't care how much in shape you are. You're still 60. That's just my view on it. I think these are all calculated moves, and I think Jake Paul is going to come out with a win.
Back in the Roman Empire, they had something called bread and circuses, and this kind of feels like it. You know, they're just putting out some entertainment for us, so we're distracted until the big one comes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Why do you think these athletes get paid so much? Why do you think football players get $200, $300 million? Why do you think Floyd Mayweather makes $300 million? These athletes and fighters, they are modern-day gladiators. They're very valuable to the system. You know, me looking back on it, hindsight's 20/20. I'm like, wow, I was actually a pawn in the system. I was actually a jester in the system. I was a clown. You know, if you really look at it, you know, from what I'm doing now, the fight that I'm in now, with what I'm doing today with podcasting, I was part of it. I was part of the circus. I was part of the bread and circus.
Yeah, but you know what? It led you to where you are. You're waking people up. And I, for one, thank you for that. And I know you have got a lot of followers. How can people find you?
Nino's Corner. I just got verified on Rumble, so that's pretty cool. But Nino's Corner and then ninoscorner.tv. But YouTube and Rumble and Nino's Corner. On X, it's Nino Boxer.
I always call you David. I don't know why, but is it? I know your sister does too, so I hope that's okay. Do girls call you David and guys call you Nino, or both?
Yeah, most of my guy friends call me Nino. It's weird. Okay. Yeah, and females call me David. It's kind of a... People that don't know me that well, they call me Nino, you know? But okay. But if you know me, it's David.
All right. David, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Keep me posted if you hear anything, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.
You got it. Thank you, Shereen.
Don't go away. We've got Christy Hutcherson coming up.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. I want to continue our conversation about border security and how it relates to national security. Listen to what else FBI Director Christopher Wray had to share concerning our enemies.
You've got Hezbollah expressing support and praise for Hamas and threatening to attack U.S. interests in the region. You've got Al-Qaeda issuing its most specific call for an attack against us, against the U.S. in the last 5 years. You've got AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, calling for jihadists to attack Americans and Jewish communities in the U.S. You've got ISIS urging its followers repeatedly to attack Jewish communities in the U.S. And the irony is that, as anybody who has studied terrorism knows, these are terrorist organizations that don't typically see eye to eye, but they seem to be united in one thing, which is calling for attacks on us.
Joining me live now to discuss, geopolitical security expert and founder of Women Fighting for America, Christy Hutcherson. Christy, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Shemaine.
How concerned are you about these threats?
I'm extremely concerned. Every American should be very, very, I don't want to use the word frightened because I don't live in fear. But we need to understand the imminent threat that we are facing right here on our shores, in our borders. And it is because of the policies that are coming out of the White House. They have left us extremely vulnerable. We already know that we have terrorists inside this country. We have Al-Qaeda, we have Quds forces, we have Iran's Revolutionary Guard. We certainly have Hezbollah and Hamas actively engaging, I believe, and many others in the intelligence world on plots and plans currently to wreak havoc at soft targets here in the United States.
Are you more concerned about our enemies abroad or those who are already in our borders, in our country?
Well, they're one and the same. The enemies abroad have had a very well thought out, methodical plan. They understand the weakness of this administration. They understand the porous borders we have. We don't have security whatsoever or operational control of the borders for the last 4 years since Biden took office. And so imagine how many numbers of terrorists who have been able to come into the country undetected, those gotaways. Those numbers, by the way, are well into the hundreds of thousands, I believe, and many others in the intelligence world believe. We have 26 tons of ammonium nitrate that is still missing. We have very serious security concerns. And if you look at Central and South America, just currently at our back door, well into the Obama administration, our agencies, including the NSA, have known that Hezbollah Venezuela has been actively gaining traction and a stronghold and a foothold in Central South America and now Mexico. We know for a fact that on the other side of the border in Mexico, that we have current training camps with cartels, with Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Quds forces, weapons that are being smuggled in and out of the United States. You know, Shemaine, I think about this. How does the cartels, transnational criminal organizations who actively work with our enemies, Iran, China, Russia, and other entities, how are they getting 50 cal weapons? That comes from America, by the way. Where are they getting the bullets to fire? That comes from America. And so we have very serious, and for Christopher Wray, which I'm not a fan of, but he understands the threat on our soil. Look at what happened just in Russia a couple weeks ago. That sort of thing is going to happen very soon. We believe here in America, they're going to go after soft targets. And unfortunately, more American lives are going to be killed and maimed because of the policies coming out of this administration.
You know what? My son just told me the other day that he was driving down the street and coming from the other direction were about a dozen cars. He called it swinging. He said it's a cartel thing or a gang thing. And they swerved into his lane and then back. He said he had to pull off the side of the road and a dozen cars behind him had to as well. And I've heard from this from two different people that this has happened in Texas. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that specific, but again, we have to understand these people do not like America. They don't like Americans.
I have to clarify too. As they were driving by my son, who was pulled over on the side of the road, they were screaming at him, flipping him the bird, all of the cars, and they made their presence known that they were not friendlies. Sorry to interrupt you.
When you have individuals literally chanting death to America in the streets, and that's allowed, but the J6ers are locked up without due process. I don't know about you, Shemaine, but under our constitutional provisions, we do have the right to free speech. However, when you're chanting death to America, that is a direct threat against the very existence of the American country and the way of life. And those individuals should have not only been arrested, their passports should be confiscated, and there should be an investigation into each one of them and who they're actually talking to. This is very well coordinated, not only by our own administration, but in different offices, including Alejandro Mayorkas, which 100% should be impeached. He should have been impeached a long time ago for high treason. We need to put pressure on our elected officials, both state and federal, to do what's right by the American people, what's right by our Constitution, our values, and this country. Without a sovereign nation, which is borders, you don't have a country. We are a land right now of lawlessness, and we have to get back to a lawful, systematic, secure country so we don't have what's going to happen to us, which happened to Israel on October 7th, that is coming. I deal with sheriffs all the time. They've been doing mass casualty event drills, schools being targeted by terrorists. Our children aren't going to be safe. They're not safe currently right now. We already see the illegals, all of the jails that are emptied out to come to America. These aren't the best of the best. They don't want to assimilate. They want to take over, and they want to replace you, your voice, your jobs, and ultimately everything that we hold precious and dear to us.
It's so sickening that this country, this once great country, has come to this, that we don't even recognize anymore. I was just talking with somebody and said, you know, I went to a coffee shop and they were playing Tears for Fears or something like that. And I went, you know, the 1980s were the best years. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't, you know, we had maps and things. I feel sorry for people who have young kids, school age kids. I couldn't handle it. I would just be pulling my hair out in fear. I know we're not supposed to live in fear. The Bible says 365 times, but still, what would you recommend, Christy, that the U.S. does now?
Well, the United States, from our leaders, they need to grow a backbone.
How can we right this wrong?
We need to activate the Constitution of the United States of America, and we need to have those who are willing to stand up, fight for freedom. I think about the foundation of this nation and our founding fathers. This country was created with a lot of great sacrifice. They committed treasonous acts against England, against the king, because they believed in freedom and liberty. And that came with a sacrifice. It came with giving up something, selflessness, right? So the American people need to understand freedom isn't free. It is worth fighting for. And if we don't stand up and fight now, we're not going to have a country. It's really that simple. This is the most important year, I believe, in our history of the United States of America. Whether or not President Donald J. Trump gets back in office or not, one man is not going to fix the problems. It takes all of us. It takes us to put down and sacrifice. And it could be our fortunes, our lives, whatever that looks like. We have a moment to stand up and fight for this nation. There is an agenda. There is a globalist agenda out there. These people are evil. This is a battle against good and evil. That is the bottom line. And if Americans do not rise up, put aside their differences and stand strong to face the enemy head on, I am fearful of our children's future, because they will not live in a free society at all if they have their way. And we have to stand strong. We have to put pressure on our elected officials. We have to put people in office who understand the Constitution, who know the Constitution. One of the first things I would ask anybody who's running for office, recite to me the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. If they cannot do that, they have no business serving in office.
Christy, we've got about a minute left. Tell us about Women Fighting for America.
Absolutely. We've been on the front lines for the last 4 years. You know, I stepped down. I was called to do this from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to become battle ready. If you want to get involved, Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. More importantly, I want everybody to understand your purpose. You were created for this moment in history. You need to get on your knees and you need to ask God where he wants you to engage. Revelation 12 depicts the time that we are in. And this is a war. And for us to win the battle, it is going to take all of us. We need to take charge. You need to also get trained. Shemaine, one of the most important things you can do is be trained and understand the time that we're living in. Get the tools that you need. We're going to be doing trainings in Pennsylvania in the fall, meetforamerica.org, or you can go to WFFA and email us and find out what you need to do to be a productive solution to our problems. God is calling each and every one of us, I believe, to stand up, take our position, put on the full armor of God, and fight Satan head on.
Yes. Wow, I just got goosebumps. You're speaking my language. Christy, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. You are an Esther.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And as always, God bless this great country.
Yes. Stick around, everyone. We'll be right back. And that important announcement coming up.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Okay, so there's a debate going on in my household. Ted and I have found Kingdom Candy with a K, and these are nutritional bars, meal replacement bars that taste great. Now, I like the salted caramel crunch, and Ted likes the peanut butter chocolate chip. I would like to know what you like. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for 15% discount. It's got spinach and kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan sea salt. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a discount. Okay, it's now time for your weekly reminder that, yes, spiritual warfare is actually real and alive. The enemy is going to attack everything you hold dear, your health, your mind, your country, this country, and anything else that if we don't protect against with the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite books on the topic is Prophetic Spiritual Warfare. Author and podcast host Kathy DeGraw joins us now. Kathy, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I took the chance. I saw you on Instagram. I was following you, and I love all your inspiration and your prayers. And I took the chance to reach out to you, and I'm like, she responded. She's going to come on. I have your book, and I read it. I've read it, but I continue to read it because other things stand out at me. But for people who are watching and don't really understand, can you tell us what is spiritual warfare?
Spiritual warfare is things that happen in our life that is controlled naturally or spiritually. It's those unseen, unknown realms, but it's the perfect analogy of your show. You know, what's happening in our government, what's happening in our country is spiritual warfare. Our health, we can get attacked because we don't eat healthy, but we can also get attacked because of spiritual warfare and our mind. I mean, look at the pandemic. That was spiritual warfare. And so it's those things that we can't always control, but we can control when we partner with the Holy Spirit.
Now, Luke 10:19 reminds us that we've all been given authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and we won't be hurt. But there are a lot of people who really don't believe that, and they don't understand exactly how to do that. Can you give us some advice?
Well, Jesus gave us his authority. It's kind of like us getting a power of attorney over a loved one. And so Jesus died on the cross. He gave us his authority. And now we have to exude that and release that. The number one way we do that is by knowing we have authority, by knowing what the word of God says, by knowing our identity in inheritance in the kingdom of God, but by releasing that authority through the power of our outspoken words. We have to activate the spiritual realm. We have to speak and bind and restrict that spiritual warfare. We have to call forth the good. It's like, you know, this show is so much about the government, the faith, freedom. We have to be speaking out and praying audibly for our government and to minimize the warfare. And our outspoken words have more power than praying silently. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. When we look at the Gospels, it talks about what we speak. It says, speak to our mountain and it'll be moved. When we look at Father God, he created the world by speaking out. Jesus healed people by speaking, and we need to take that same authority and speak out our prayers and command things to create and command things to stop, which is binding and restricting that the Bible talks about.
I know you know about this, but I'm going to read from your book. It says, it's an impartation and activation prayer. Jesus, thank you for giving us authority. Help me to use my authority. I believe when you died on the cross, you conquered the powers of darkness. Allow me to continue what you accomplished and heal the sick, cast out demons, and take authority over all things. I receive the word of God and everything it says I can have. You have given me your power of attorney to use here on earth. Holy Spirit, help me to release what has been entrusted to me in Jesus' name. A lot of people don't, I know they hear those words, but they don't really believe it. They don't have confidence. How can we switch that, Kathy?
We have to have confidence by knowing that we're not doing it in our own strength. But the book and this prophetic spiritual warfare is about how do we co-labor to the Holy Spirit? How do we yield to the Holy Spirit? And in our own strength, in our own confidence, we're going to fail. But when we rely on the Holy Spirit and invite Him into the situation, saying, Holy Spirit, help me to pray. Holy Spirit, help me to know how to pray strategically for my family. Help me interpret the scriptures so I know my identity. It's yielding and partnering with the Holy Spirit. And when we look at the Bible, Jesus is our great intercessor. And the Holy Spirit helps us to pray when we feel weak. And so it's really knowing that it's nothing we do on our own, but having that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but also inviting the Holy Spirit in and saying, help me do this. Do it with me. Do life with me.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't. They're not confident to ask for that. I was raised in a family. We never talked about our feelings. And I went to Catholic school and went to mass. It was in Latin. I never understood anything. So everybody's coming to, I think more eyes are being opened. The scales are being lifted and people are understanding, especially what's going on in this country, the stakes, and the stakes are pretty high, aren't they?
They are. And I think, you know, for the person who's like, I'm not used to this, just start talking your prayers out loud. Let's go back to the simplicity of the gospel and just start talking out loud. I pray for the right president to be in office. You know, I bind and I restrict the demonic entities that are in our nation, that are in our government, in our families, in our jobs, whatever. Just simple one-line statements can be very powerful, because angels and demons are literally waiting to arrive on our words, and they're going to go a flight on what we say. And so you don't have to have this huge vocabulary when you first start. It's just starting to speak out and transition to some audible prayer and seeing it. I remember one time our son-in-law, he said, I'm going to marry your daughter, from like day one. And he didn't know the power of declaring. He did not know the power of speaking out. And he married our daughter. And it was the same thing. Our daughter was 10 years old and she just started declaring out, I will have a horse. I will have a horse. And at 17, she bought her own first horse. And so it was just taking those simple statements and saying, I'm going to try it. But friends, I want to tell you, there's so much power in it when we unify and we pray audibly and take that authority, we can bring forth change.
Oh, Kathy, I love it. Thank you so much for being here. How can people find you on social media and your podcast?
They can find me at Kathy DeGraw on social media. My podcast is Prophetic Spiritual Warfare, and those are all on our website at KathyDeGrawMinistries.org.
Kathy, thank you so much. God bless you. I hope you'll come back
again.
Thank
you so much. Yes.
Well, you know, we all take simple things for granted, like what's in our water. And, you know, have you checked lately? Have you got your water tested? There might be some mRNA in there, maybe some VOC, volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients, much healthier and much cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Century H2O, and the promo code is HEALTHY10 for a discount. So here's my big announcement. This January, I did a resolution reset, and I told you about how I make all my resolutions and what I do and how I become healthier and happier. And I got so many inquiries for doing more. So I'm going to be launching an intensive 2-week training with 14 workouts, recipes, a journal, and 3 coaching calls with me and our own community of support on Telegram, not Facebook. If you want to find out more, join me for my free masterclass Sunday at 6 p.m. Register on my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks. That's ShemaineNugent.rocks. You'll get a free masterclass first, and then you can register for the Revolution Reset. But if you know that you're going to want to do it, run. Don't walk. And register, because space is limited and I'm already getting a lot of people interested. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you right here next week. Esther 414.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.